Welcome back. About, I don't know, a month and a half ago now, something like that, somebody sent me a video of a young man making his statement under the First Amendment rights of the U.S. Constitution. We're supposedly allowed to be able to say what we want, as long as we're not threatening to harm anybody or inciting such harm, which in very few cases ever really happens. People just say things that the controllers don't want to hear. And to them, that is something that should be barred, banned. We've never seen more censorship ever in the history of this country. It's getting worse all the time. We have to go back to the Constitution and make sure that it is not torn and shredded and destroyed completely, as is certainly the wish of most of the international global elite who are running this country now and driving it right into the ground. We know that. We know who the people are. It's the same group, 0.002% of the world population. It's the same group of people. They've been at it for thousands of years. They've been expelled. If you look at the top of the homepage, they've been expelled from over 1,030, and it may be more than that, different countries, nation states, kingdoms, whatever, large civilized areas. They've been tossed. It's all documented. It's all true. And there's a reason for that. And it has to do with their literally endless pursuit of control and the greed and the avarice that drives it. These same people are right now conducting a true Holocaust in Gaza. They are annihilating men, women, and children, over 23,000 now, and they're not going to stop. Who's going to stop them? What's going to be done to stop them? Nothing. What are you going to do? Fine Israel? They'll just come to the U.S. and take as much money as they need to pay the fine. It's not going to happen. No one will stand up to them because basically they are a thermonuclear power on the planet, maybe number four, maybe number five, I don't know. But they in all likelihood have already informed long ago all the Arab states that if you get involved with this war in Gaza, we're going to nuke you. And that's what's keeping the Arab states on the sidelines. They're not going to do anything either. So we'll see where it goes. We do know that these formerly United States are no longer controlled of, by, and for the people. If they ever really were, and there are arguments to be made about that, I don't know. But there certainly were times that were not this dire in the past, that were extraordinary times. And before the Federal Reserve Act was passed by a corrupt and blackmailed and bribed Congress in 1913, we had at least a pretense of a government here of, by, and for the people. That's from local all the way to the national level. Now, it's all about money. And that is not our government in Washington. This country has been overthrown. And who did it? The same old people. It's always the same people. Anyhow, I got this video some time ago and posted it very proudly because this man speaks for a lot of people who are disenfranchised, who are censored, who are otherwise not able to bring their views forward. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips from this, and the language is salty, so if you're offended by four-letter words and choose not to listen, don't listen. Come back in, 10 minutes or whatever, because I want this to be heard for what it is, an emotional appeal of reality from an American citizen, a citizen of this planet, who is speaking his truth and the truth for a lot of other people who are completely, as I said, disenfranchised. They will have no podium to stand upon and lean on and make a statement. So that's the only good thing I can say about social media, is things like what Lucas Gage has presented to the world. Let me bring Lucas on here first. I'm going to play a couple of clips from that particular video. Lucas, are you there?
Jeff, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm here. I'm doing the best I can, just like you are. That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's all we can do is just speak the truth while we can still speak it.
And that's not an overstatement at all. They are planning to take our right to free speech away. They are planning to dictate what is and is not acceptable. And what is hate speech to them? Anything they disagree with, that's hate speech.
Correct, yep.
That's how it's going to be done. So let me just play a little clip here, Lucas. Hang on, because I want people who did not see the video to hear you. And again, I want to just tell you all that language is a little abrasive to some, but it's very heartfelt, and I think you'll get that right away. Lucas is telling his truth.
You're too soft. I know it's hard. I know we got friends who are Jews. My doctors are Jew. My friends are partially Jewish or a quarter Jew, half a Jew. I understand it's not fair. But you know what's not fair? That these fucking good Jews that are friends with us aren't saying shit. They're not doing. In fact, they're making excuses for Israel because they're Jewish.
What?
Oh, that's a profoundly important statement. It may be sounding a little simple, but it's anything but. These people, and I've said this many, many times over the decades, if you are identifying as being a Jew on this planet, and if you have the lineage, and I'm not talking about genetics necessarily, and you want to identify as being a Jew, and the bell rings, you're going to answer it. 95%+, 98%, maybe 100%, they'll answer the call to step forward and protect the Jewish people and everything that Jews stand for. They will. And this whole dual citizen thing is just one more example of how they've gotten away with it here. It's incredible the amount of power and the unscrupulous ways that they've gone about in aggregating it. But they have control of this country and most of the planet. And I don't think that's overstating anything. What do you think, Lucas?
No, it's not really. And when you find out that these people do, it's like shocking that you didn't see it before. But once you do, it's like they're everywhere, like literally everywhere. And it's hard to miss. And it's almost like being like the Matrix when you take the red pill and you see the real world for what it is and you can't go back. And sometimes you wish you could go back, but you just can't because it's the wrong thing to do. And it is incredible how organized these people are. And how they do, even the so-called innocent ones that I try to reach out to, they have this traumatized brainwashing. I don't know if it's just an instinct to protect their own, no matter what happens, make excuses.
No matter what.
And so forth. That's,
my country,
that's
right or wrong.
Part.
My people,
yeah,
right or wrong.
Part.
Correct. I agree. Yeah. All right, let me play just a little bit more of Lucas and his statement, because it got a lot of support. And what they've done, same old people, what they've done about this is, we'll hear about that next. It's down and dirty, and they've been trying to smear Lucas in spades since he made his statement. All right, hold on. Here's a little bit more.
Some Jewish supremacist fucking with me. So I'm sitting there doing my back workout, back and chest today, and I get a fucking text. Hey, is this Lucas Gage? I go, yeah. Who's this? I'm just some guy. I'm like, all right, who is this person? And then he goes, I just want to let you know, bro. I don't like what we're doing on Twitter, bro. Take your meds. And I'm like, oh, it's one of these guys. So I blocked him and deleted him. I said, wait a minute. No, hold on. Let me fucking unblock him. So I had to find his number again, unblock him, and let him keep talking. So then he sends me this, oh, I'd let you know, bro. I'm sending a file for the police department. Okay, first of all, this guy's area coded. I don't know where the fuck it's from. It's not anywhere close to me, so he's not doing shit. Secondly, he thinks he's going to threaten me with police. For what? For what, you stupid fuck? For my First Amendment? Haven't you retards learned I can say fucking anything I want? Doesn't matter about your stupid-ass feelings. You send the police to my house for what? Expressing my First Amendment. Once again, this proves there's not a single Jew on this planet that believes in free speech. Not one. Not fucking one. And I give you a guarantee, even my friends, if I push my friends far enough, they'll say, you know what, bro, maybe you shouldn't talk. I guarantee even my own friends, I guarantee if I take my doctors, who are all Jews, and say, Dr. Kaufman, you know, quick question. What do you think about this or the Holocaust? I guarantee even Mr. Doctor, he's a bad guy, he's a good guy. But I guarantee even Kaufman's going to be like, well, I don't know. I think, you know, maybe we shouldn't discuss that topic because my grandmother was in. And there it goes. I'll tell you why no Jew believes in the free speech. I'll tell you why. One, this guy's harassing me for what? What I'm doing on Twitter. What am I doing on Twitter? I'm talking. He doesn't like what I'm saying, so he's going to call the police. police report? Hey, this guy's talking. What about the Torah Jews? Because every one of you is like, oh, it's the Zionist Jews. Well, Torah Jews aren't Zionists, are they? Are they not? They're not Zionists, right? Well, then why the fuck did the Torah Jews, which they deleted the tweet, but I screenshotted it, too late. Too late. Too late, motherfucking rabbi. Too late. They asked Elon to get rid of me. They said, Elon, don't deal with this anti-Semitic. Are you going to allow this on your platform? What does that mean? It says, get rid of this man. So Zionist Jews want to kill me for my free speech. And these left-wing Torah Jews, whatever the fuck they are, doesn't matter. Because a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. I want you guys to understand this. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. Doesn't matter where he lives. He could be in France. He's a Jew. Doesn't matter if he's in fucking Tokyo. He's a Jew. He could be in Nigeria. He's a Jew. He could be in Rome. He's a Jew. He could be in Berlin. He's a Jew. Brussels. He's a Jew. London. He's a Jew. D.C. He's a Jew. You pick anywhere. He's a Jew. What's the first thing out of their fucking mouths? Hi, I'm a Jew. Jew what? Oh, I'm Italian Jew. Oh, you live in... Yeah, I'm a Jew who lives in Italy. Oh, shit. Okay. I don't know how many times you people don't want to... You don't want to accept... I know it sucks. Like, really? They're all... Yes. 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 They'll say we're not a monolith. Sure, they don't agree on everything. They're only... Disagreement is how should they take over the world? That's the disagreement. How should we do it? Should we do it like George Soros? Open borders, open society, anti-white, super, should we do that? Or should we do Zionism, right? Should we do get a few European countries on our side, bomb the shit out of fucking Muslims, take over the, which way should we do it? Which way, Jewish man, Zionism or open society? That's the only disagreement they have. Take the anti-Zionist Jew, these rabbis, these Torah Jews, and compare them to Zionist Jew. What is the difference? The difference is when can they genocide everyone in the Holy Land? That's all. The Zionists said, now! We started in 1948. Then they started the Nakba.
Okay, I'm going to pause it right there. It's up in Rent's videos. You can see it. Just look for Lucas Gage. When you think back on that, what was your state of mind when you started that particular stream? How are you feeling,
well, Jeff,
that day?
My rants, they're like rants, but people love these rants because what I do is I was in the Marine Corps, so that's where you get this, like, and I'm also gotcha. Italian. So you get this Italian Marine Corps kind of drill instructor approach where I educate people with these rants because it's much better to emote them with emotion rather than sit there, oh my God, there's these people ruling the world. I kind of yell into the camera, it's my thing. It's not fake, it's real. You know, that day something probably, that phone call annoyed me. I'm not super angry, like I'm not actually upset, but I'm like expressing my frustration that everyone feels. And that's what the thing is, Jeff. People feel the way I'm speaking, and they always tell me, you know, man, that's how, exactly how I feel. You took the words right out of my mouth. Or they'd be like, I wish I could speak like you. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people to let them speak the way they want. And like I said to that person, you know, in this monologue, I'm saying, I can say whatever the hell I want. It's my First Amendment. People forget this.
Right.
You know, they censor themselves. And so I'm trying to inspire them with this emotional rant whereby they realize that, hey, this guy, he's yelling, but he's actually telling the truth in such a way, and there's passion behind it. It's not this intellectual, and I'm nothing wrong with being intellectual, but for me, I feel like you need to move people with the words and the truth rather than just tell them, hey, our country is under attack. Like, that's not going to move. You know, all the people, all the generals, if you watch Braveheart, he's got a speech, he's getting everyone fired up. I'm trying to move pieces around. I'm trying to move people to take action at whatever level they can take action rather than just tell them what they already know. They know the world is crazy. They know who's in charge. They know that people know who's in charge because they know who they can't criticize.
Amen.
So they know it's there, and I just want them to feel that frustration. Yeah. And I'm with them. I feel just like them.
Yeah.
So people, the state of mind I'm in is...
No, I was just going to say the simple, obvious conclusion is people are their own worst enemies. They are their own jailers. They are literally afraid to speak. And that has been drilled into them since they were little kids. How? Victimhood. The poor Jews were victimized in World War II with the Holocaust. Now, I happen to believe that the International Red Cross is a fairly credible but rather disgusting organization. But when they published the official stats at the end of World War II. In 1947, they came out. Then only 240-some thousand, I believe was the number, perished in the German labor camps all during the war. I don't want to debate the Holocaust here. I'm just telling you what the Red Cross says. They said around 240,000 people died, mostly from starvation, typhus, diseases. Hell, in 1944, half of Germany was starving because of the bombings 24 hours a day. So you've got the American Red Cross that says this many people died. After that, we began to hear this story about the Holocaust. Well, it's been debated ever since, and it'll be debated probably from now on, as long as that small group of people controls the media and Hollywood and all the other imagery that we call history. And they're rewriting history all the time. So a lot of people died, but it was not the fabled number. So they've got this victimhood thing going, and we're little kids, and we're taught by the TV and movies and kids' shows that those people are to be protected because they suffered beyond any other group in history. They are the ultimate martyred people, and they've got to be protected. So that's how they do it. And what happens to people when they hear this and they're browbeaten with it all these years, they begin to self-censor, and they jail themselves. They put a padlock on their mouth. We don't even say the name. We won't use the word Jew. Remember that, Lucas? It wasn't that many years ago. People wouldn't say Jew. They'd say Protestant, Catholic, Episcopalian. They wouldn't say Jew or Buddhist. But now it's okay. So they've finally broken that restriction. Go ahead, please. Tell us more.
Yeah, so going to the Holocaust, for example, for me, I mean, I did all the research. I know all the different stories. I say, you know, it's a free speech issue. It shouldn't matter what happened to these people. You could disagree. Why should we be held hostage by an historical event? So me, I take it as a free speech issue. And I tell people, there's people in 19 countries across Europe that are going to jail for not being convinced about something. I mean, Jeff,
yes,
our beliefs are not something we can choose. You either are convinced or not convinced of something. If someone either believes in God or doesn't, or someone, even when it comes to your food, you either like something or you don't like it. You can't force yourself to like a food you don't like. You can't force yourself to love a person you don't love. There are certain things that you cannot just change your mind about. And one of them is your beliefs, unless you hear convincing evidence. So if someone presents to you the Holocaust, and then you run across something else that says, hey, look, here's another explanation, and that other explanation convinces you, why does that make you a criminal? And not only that, why does it make you immoral? And that's the Jewish supremacy that I'm fighting. How is it that these Jewish people decide what is moral or not based on what someone believes or doesn't believe about an event that has nothing to do with the United States of America? Right? And Europe doesn't have free speech laws. But here, we do not have laws against it yet. But they'll just destroy your life if you don't agree with their new religion, because that's what the Holocaust is. No longer do Jews follow Judaism like they used to as much. Now they follow the Holocaust. That is their new religion for everyone, including the Gentiles. So if you don't believe in this thing, whether it's the numbers or the gas chambers or whatever the case, and you even say you don't, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not that. Maybe, just even a maybe, your life is finished. They'll come after you, Holocaust denier, this and that. When it's something you cannot choose, if I hear something that makes more sense to me, I go, that's actually more convincing. That's not a choice, Jeff. That's just my brain going, that makes more sense. And that's it. So people have to go to jail or be punished for this. So they use this Holocaust narrative to attack everyone and make themselves the victims that you mentioned. But I even say, I don't care what happened. That's where I'm at. You know what? Whatever. Whatever happened was bad. What does that have to do with my rights as an American? And they don't know what to say about that. And this is the kind of thing we have to push on. But I'm a free speech absolutist. It's too bad what happened to Grandma in the Holocaust. Sorry. And you know what? Other people died in that war.
I know.
Other people, Stalin killed all these, Mao killed people. And you're just trying to make it special because the way you said they were killed. Well, if there's 30 million versus 6 million, which one's worse? Right? And we can argue this back and forth. But how about the Native Americans? Why are there more museums for Jewish people who died in Europe than the Native Americans? Right? So many of them died. We don't even know how many died. So these are the arguments I push back and say, I just don't even care about that. And whatever happened, sorry about your grandma, but I have rights and your feelings don't trump my rights. And they hate that attitude, Jeff. They want me to kneel down. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Oh, Rabbi, I'm so sorry. But they can't. We Americans have to push back and break this programming, because that's what it is, Jeff. It's neurolinguistic programming, and I actually studied that in New York a few years ago, where they take images and sounds.
Right.
Yeah, NLP. That's right. They use it against us all the time, and that's why Hollywood is basically like this massive propaganda mill, and they link it to movies and imagery, and that's why every other year there's a new Holocaust movie and a new Nazi movie, and this person's a Nazi, Putin's a Nazi, Assad is a Nazi, Saddam is a Nazi, Trump is an, everyone's a Nazi, right? Everyone but Hitler is a Nazi, right? And so that's what they do. They bring us back in time, and they bring the trauma that they try to project their trauma and make it our trauma. So we see the world from a Jewish lens, and that alone is Jewish supremacy. Why are we, the population of the world, who are billions of Gentiles, submitting ourselves to the Jewish narrative? It should be the opposite, but it's not.
No,
so that's what I'm fighting against.
Right. Well, you're fighting a battle on behalf of a lot of people who don't have the courage, strength, or time, whatever. But we need to make time for this kind of a fight. What the Jewish machine that demands subservience and loyalty. Look at our politicians, how they grovel because of the money. DeSantis in Florida actually took a piece of Florida legislation and flew to Israel and signed it in Israel as a gesture of obedience to the money machine. They're all just tools. Not everyone, but yep. Most of them are. The whole ethos of the Jewish power structure operates from a position of what I call fluid morality or contextual morality. Whatever the context of the situation is, they'll craft their own morality to fit it. It doesn't matter. They laugh at Christian goys for having their own moral status. They laugh at it. They take advantage of values that don't necessarily conform to their goals at all. And it's amazing. What happened to you after this particular rant got loose on the net?
Well, see, this rant wasn't really the issue. I mean, I made a few rants, but I made a recent rant. I sent you an email, which did get clipped by these people at Canary Mission. I'm sure you heard of them.
And
all these people. Canary Mission really doesn't like me. And I said, you know, when you deal with these Zionists and all this stuff, you should... They're like demons. And I said, you should slay demons, right? That's what I said. But I explained what that meant. I said, and what that means is, a few sentences later, I said, these people are satanic. They're demons. And you don't just sit there and talk to demons. You slay them. And they slay
it's
them.
It's a figurative statement. I get it.
Right,
you're
right.
Correct.
But even that, Jeff, there's no imagination. Because right after I say, all you need to do, I say, you sit there. You call them out, you shame them, you call them out and expose them for what they are. That's all you do. That's it. So I explained what slaying demons means. And these people took a clip that was 50, it was a 50-minute video. Canary Mission clipped it. And so it says, like, these people are satanic. You slay them. And they don't explain what I mean. And they showed Elon Musk. And Elon actually responded to people saying, wait a minute, Lucas Gage said, he's going, no, Lucas Gage incited killing Jews, a.k.a. demons.
They edited the audio.
Yes.
Wow.
And they pushed it. And the guy goes, the Canary Mission goes, well, we actually did include your 15-minute video below the other tweet. But who watches the full version when there's a clip?
Right.
So all the
right.
Jewish organizations, Stop Anti-Semites, Canary Mission, all these people are pushing this out, and Elon fell for it. And then also, so I got suspended for 3 months. This is unprecedented. This no one on earth in human history has ever been suspended for 3 months. So this is a plus, I guess. I'll be back in 3 months for the video. For 3 fire extinguisher emojis. This is funny, right? Because the Polish guy, you know, the guy who blew out the menorah. They're saying that this is hate speech if you use it in this way. And I'm like, I reposted a Jewish settler who had a gun, and it's like, this is a Jew, you can't fight, da, 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 and I just put 3 fire extinguishers, and then a Michael Myers video that I made where he stomps out a Zionist flag, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like a joke. And these 3 posts together, and Elon said, he goes, Gage, it's idiotic that he would get suspended for emojis. He got suspended for this. But in the email, it showed the emoji one. Whatever happened to me, I got mass reported. All these Zionist and Jewish supremacist accounts were bragging about it. We got them. Ha, ha, they're texting me death threats. We got you, loser. Blah. Like, this has been going on for months, Jeff. I've been getting death threats since October 7th. supporting Palestinians from getting massacred. Mm-hmm. I've been getting death threats, impersonations. My wife's getting texts. You name it. These people do the same thing. I've dealt with them before. So my first rodeo. They sent the police to my home on the November something or whatever it was. A few months ago. Asking for, do you have weapons or you can hurt people? We got messages from Jews. It's the same thing as these people do, Jeff. They try to intimidate you for speaking. And so I recorded that interaction with the police and I showed everyone. I'm like, this is America now. Look, you piss off these Jewish people and they send cops to your house. And they lied to the police and said, the state police, they said, this man has weapons. He's going to kill Jews. When I don't actually have any weapons. And they know I don't have weapons because I never registered one. You know what I mean? So they'll do anything. And it just so happens I live in Brick, New Jersey. The town next to me is called Lakewood. If you Google Lakewood, it's literally another Israel. It's like the biggest Orthodox Jewish community in America. So, like, they're right next to me, these people. So they have power, and everyone knows. The locals know about them, and they try not to go to Lakewood because how things happen over there. But, no, this stuff is obvious now, Jeff. You've been doing this for decades. Would you agree with me if this is the first time people are waking up super fast? Like, I've been doing it for 10 years, and I'm seeing normal people go, hey, man, you're right about that. Like, literally.
I concur.
It's really
And I
fast.
Think a big and breakthrough, I think, if I can step back just a little bit, rewind.
Sure.
I think a big breakthrough was when people began to use the word Jew without fear.
Yeah.
They were just saying it. I think that was a marking post to pay attention to. Go ahead.
Well, that all, of course, all the activists before yourself and all the people for decades doing this, telling the truth. And then finally now it seems to me, and crazily enough, the Israelis are doing all the heavy lifting. I mean, the entire world is sitting there in horror. And everyone knows they're lying about the 40 beheaded Jewish babies because, you know, we did a campaign on Band ADL. Because I picked these people off because we were doing Band ADL campaign. I don't know if you saw that on X, though. It was me, Keith Woods, a few other people, Jake Shields, like normal, regular people, celebrities even. Jake's a big MMA fighter. The Tate's involved. All these, we're getting all these people moving to Band the ADL because they're trying to destroy Elon Musk and his platform. Or, you know, whatever the case is. And we're showing people that Jewish power is real. And they, after going after Kanye West, the way they went after Jonathan, the chutzpah, Jeff, is what always gets these people. And they don't care. And so now they're bombing children into pieces. 20,000 people have been killed, 6,000 plus children blown to pieces, video after video. And everyone's in horror, and they're going, no, we're doing precision strikes. No, that's Hamas did it. I'm like, no, you were. And then their own politicians, they're human animals. Other people saying, well, I want more war crimes. And it is incredible, the chutzpah right in front of the world. So a lot of things. So not only are people saying the word Jew more often, but what happened to Kanye West. I mean, look, it happened to Mel Gibson, Michael Jackson. It's been going on for a long time.
That's right.
But
they've
been pushing it so hard, and they don't know when to stop. And, you know, for me, Jeff, when I came back on X, I tried to make peace with everyone. Like, look, let's help everyone. I talked to Jewish people. I went on this podcast to make friends with these people and talk about anti-Semitism. But I said, you guys got a clean house. That was my message. Like, look, I don't hate anyone. Nobody hates. But you got to help us, you know, get your bad ones. And he's like, yeah, okay. And they don't do it, Jeff. They just don't.
I know.
And it's only when it's too late. Like, okay, Epstein's too obvious. Okay, then he got caught. But he got caught a decade ago. And it was covered up. So, like, they only turn in the bad one when it's way too far. But other
than that,
they cover it up. And, you know, they still say Leo Frank is innocent. It's been
I know. Well, whatever they do, they do it to excess. Everything is overdone.
Yeah.
It's like, how much money is enough? There's no such thing. They can't get enough. Control, power, driven by greed. That's what it is. I'm not saying Catholics can't have the same problem. Of course they can. Unfortunately, though, they can't really stand up to these people. These people have the market cornered on greed, in my view. And that's just my sense. I've watched.
Well, they're very
organized.
They're very good networkers. Yeah,
I've tipped my hat
networkers.
To them. I've tipped my hat literally, well, verbally, on the radio many times. I said, you got to hand it to them. They've got 13 million on the planet, 14 million, whatever it is, and they've taken over the planet? That's incredible when you think about it. What organization? What nonstop commitment to a goal that they have? They're really something else when you think about it. It's no one else has ever done it.
Well, you know, it's funny because some people wonder, like, what if that's not their real population number? They're actually in the billions. I'm like, yeah, that would be a great trick.
I've heard that.
That would be a great trick to be like, no, there's only so little of us. And they're like everywhere. I mean, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
But whatever they're doing, it is unity. And that's what I tell people, like, look how they're unified. And they let their voice be heard. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, communities have power, but not like this. And they make sure people feel what they feel. If they feel upset, everyone's upset. And they bitch and they moan and they push and they threaten and they do every mafioso technique necessary, including assassinating presidents, to get what they want. And people know it. And I think the people who are on top of the government know what happened to JFK. And they know to do what the Israelis want.
Of course they know. Sure they know. They know who did it and why. You bet.
Right. So, you know, and so our job, Jeff, and you've been doing this for decades, is we just got to tell people, hey, and now the Israelis are coming out and lying nonstop. And it's like, how many lies can you do in a week? 40 beheaded babies,
non-stop.
Mass rapes, baked babies.
Non-stop.
We didn't hit the hospital, but we did hit the hospital. We're going to attack the hospital, then we didn't hit the hospital. It's like everything's a freaking lie, and people are seeing it. But again, our treacherous politicians are just doing what they're told to do. So even if we, the people, see it, and we're seeing it by millions and millions more people every day, we have this runaway government because of the Federal Reserve Act, as you mentioned in the commercial, and, you know, just taking our money from us without our permission, essentially. Like, they're funding these black operations. They're sending money to all these different wars we don't want. They don't need our permission. They just need our taxes that they take from us every year. So we have to reduce government.
They're above all
solutions.
They're above all laws, and they're really answerable to nobody. Who's going to take them to the woodshed? Nobody. Come on. They run the show, and that's hard to accept, but it's the truth, and the truth is the truth.
Well, you know what I tell people, Jeff? It's only half the equation, because they run the show due to our complacency, and that's the truth. And people,
by our
don't
silence,
like to hear
we
that.
Allow. Remember that one,
yeah,
Lucas?
People,
by our silence, we allow. Yeah.
Well, I remember in the Marine Corps, there was a sign when I walked into this one base when I was in Iraq. It said, complacency kills. And I was asking myself, what does that mean? He's like, look, you're in a war zone. If you forget where you are, you put your helmet down, you leave your rifle out, you might get shot in the head at some point. Like, you might just forget where you are, you're going to get killed. If you live an easy life and you start letting things slide, okay, the people are going to come for you. And what happened was, they blame everything on the boomer, right? And everything was so great in the 50s and 60s. They let things go, and they didn't care. And everything, well, you know, they also have that one meme, good times make soft men make hard times make good men, and good men, you know. And it's a cycle of empires, right? Nothing lasts forever,
that's
right?
True.
But, you know, now we're at the point where we're seeing the death spiral of America. We're seeing it, even in the entire West, because of the complacency, because of the technology. You know, life is quite easy. And so people who have harder lives, they come here, they outwork us, and they do all these things. But the Jewish power comes from our complacency. And they're the one. Why is porno so big? Because people are addicted to porn. They want it. Why are people obese? Because they want the food. Why do people take the loans? Because they want materialism. So the people that come here to take us, it's already that. It's almost like, not that we deserve to take it, but we're ripe for the picking. And if you have a society where you reject these things, right?
Nicely said.
You know,
correct.
You reject these things, they don't have power. So again, they didn't force themselves onto us. They just literally came in and suggested, hey, women, why don't you work like your husband, become a wage slave, leave the house, it's slavery. Why do you want to have babies? That's ridiculous. How about you open your borders, diversity? They just give us all these suggestions, and then they repeat it. That's not to say the media isn't a problem. Of course it is. But who gave them the media? Corrupt people. So our politicians are corrupt, and the corruption that we, of the people we trust, they work with them. And then up to corrupt everyone at that point. Just a few people here and there in a few industries. Next thing you know, they own the whole industry. Next thing, they're using the power to promote that industry for their interest, and we get brainwashed into it, and we become like them. And even their own people suffer from this. I mean, the LGBTQIA stuff. Israel's apparently the gayest capital in the world. I mean, they all suffer from this, and they don't know when to stop. So when someone like me or you, other people come out.
I said earlier, there's no limit.
Yeah,
there's
no limit, and even for themselves, right? So that's why it's up to all of us to step up for everyone's sake and, you know, hopefully save everyone we can, including ones from their tribe that are good people. And if there isn't any, I don't know. I try to save everyone. I tell people, Jeff, it costs me nothing to say, hey, help us stop Jewish supremacy. And they go, you know what, I'll help you. Do I hear that often? No. You know, there's an Israel Shahak out there, a Galit Atzmon. There's a few Jewish folks like Bobby Fischer, perhaps Brother Nathaniel, depending how you think of these people. They may have helped, you know, Benjamin Friedman and all this stuff like this, but there's only a few. Not many.
You are very well informed, and you've named Benjamin Friedman. Yeah,
of course.
Studied by everybody. He was about a brave man. Yeah, he's terrific. Mm-hmm. I've known Gilad for years, and he's another great one.
Yep.
Israel Shahak, his books, extraordinary books, very, very important man. Israel Shahak, he's gone now, but he was really something. And then there's the book about Hollywood, How the Jews Invented Hollywood, written by a Jewish film critic, which tells the story. It's basically the truth. And there's no reason to hide from the truth. What they accomplished is extraordinary by any real measure. It's not great for us, but they've got the Kol Nidre, and all they have to do is recite this one prayer, and they're automatically forgiven for any transgression they might incur or perform in the next year. Think about that. So you got a carte blanche to do whatever you want. You're forgiven for the next calendar year if you recite the Kol Nidre prayer. That's simplifying it, but that's what it is. Crazy.
Yeah. And look, they shouldn't hide their accomplishments unless they're doing something bad with them. And that's the thing. When you say they run the media because you know the media is lying, and they say the banks because they're robbing us, you know, they brag about, you know, their Jonathan Salk or whatever who made the polio vaccine. They brag about Einstein. They brag about Jewish physicists, but they don't brag about Hollywood as much or pornography as much. But now they're saying, now what's happening too, Jeff, is that we've pushed so hard against them. They're like, well, of course we run everything because we're so smart. And it's not our fault. They're literally admitting it now.
No,
or they're like, we have some bad apples. But look, we've done so much good too. It's like, well,
they're putting it on. They always project. They're
putting
it off on us now. It's your fault we took over. It's your fault we're running everything.
Well,
you wouldn't do it.
You drove us into usury.
That's
you made us bankers, not me. You put us in the porno because I couldn't have any land. And that's what they say. And it's like, well, they're not wrong in many senses. I mean, in medieval Europe, they didn't have land, so they became usurers. And there's corruption with the kings and so on. So there's always this corrupt Gentile there. You need a corrupt Gentile to help the Jewish supremacists, right? And that's the truth. And that's why the solution is actually with our actions. It's within ourselves. We don't need permission from the Jewish supremacists to do anything. We don't need their moral codes. We don't need their approval. We don't need their disapproval. And that's what I'm trying to show the entire Gentile world of all races, of all people, and even hopefully some Jews will wake up and say, you're right. And because we don't need these supremacist, Kohenic, rabbi people from the top saying, you must do what we want because we're chosen. Well, I don't agree that you're chosen.
No,
and I don't care what you think. And I don't need you. And I don't care what you call me. And that's another thing. The word anti-Semite is going out the window like the word racist. That's another thing.
I agree. I'm very glad to see that. It's about time.
Everything's anti. They even make stuff up now. And now they're trying to push this International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, and there's 11 points to them. The first point is like, if you want to harm and kill Jews, you're probably anti-Semitic. I agree. The other three are like, if you think they have money and power, or if they did, these are opinions and they could be true or false. They're not anti-Semitic, but they push them at that. And then the other seven, Jeff, have everything to do with Israel. So more than half of the definition has to do with saying Israel's a racist endeavor. Israel exaggerated the Holocaust to make Israel. Israel is racist. Israel is whatever, apartheid.
Apartheid,
about Israel.
You bet.
What?
Yeah.
So it's like every one of us is now anti-Semitic. According to that definition, every one of us is anti-Semitic. Everyone. If they have power, it's literally all of us now. And that's the definition that is at state.gov. It's unbinding, what that means, but it's trying to be, they try to push it over on social media. They try to push it in other governments. I think 24 countries have accepted it as an unbinding law.
What's the formal name of it again, Lucas, please? The formal name of this?
The International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition. It's at state.gov, and you'll find it where it just says definition of anti-Semitism, And it tells you it's the 11 points, and it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, they learned from their own. They learned from Sigmund Freud. They certainly learned from Edward L. Bernays, who was Freud's nephew. Bernays taught Americans that they needed breakfast every day, and bacon and eggs was the breakfast of choice. He was one of the most brilliant social manipulators ever, Edward L. Bernays, and they know how to play the games. These people are really, they're a step or two ahead of everybody else in the game players arena. They know how to do it, and they've learned over the centuries and the millennia how to control, and they're good at it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and it's all suggestion, Jeff. It's not by force. It's literally them, hey, you know, here's why eggs and bacon. It's really
reverse psychology, et cetera. They're they're extraordinary in that regard. I agree. All right, so you've been threatened. You've been smeared. They took an audio and edited it to make you sound bad and got you suspended from X for 90 days, whatever. Did Musk ever contact you directly?
No, what happened was I have a lot of people that I've made coalition with on X. He responded to this one man, Soleiman Ahmed, his name is, and he was posting it up. I mean, hey, Elon, because he spoke to Elon before in Spaces. So there's something called X Spaces now where you can talk in space. Pretty cool. And he asked him about free speech. And, you know, but anyway, so Elon responded to him. And he said, you know, Gage's video was calling for the slaying of Jews, which is illegal, not protective. And this is completely false because he didn't see the... Again, these Jewish groups showed him a three-minute clip because he's a billionaire. He's not going to sit there and watch 15 minutes of some guy he'd never seen before. So these groups pressured him and said, look, Elon, he's trying to kill us. So he must have seen it, and he saw the edited clip. And then, you know, Soleiman and my friend Sam Park and all these other guys that I'm friends with on X, like, no, Elon, you were duped. And... you know, I don't know if you saw the actual full, another version my friend Sam made where the next sentence was played that shows with slaying demons. So what I did was there's an organization called Stop Zionist Hate. This is a great organization. It just started. Where
Stop
these people
Zionist
go after,
Hate. Okay. Got
yes.
It.
Stop Zionist Hate. Now, these guys are like the counter ADL. So these guys have done a great job of finding Zionist hate, people who say kill the Palestinians, and they've been fired from their jobs. They have a whole list of people that they fired, and just like the ADL does to us, we're doing to Zionists. And I got these guys to write a cease and desist letter to Canary Mission, telling Canary Mission, hey, listen, you took this video out of context purposely. You're libeling Mr. Gage with all these claims of being a neo-Nazi, da-da-da. We want you to stop. And if you don't stop, well, you have 30 days, well, you know, the typical cease and desist. And we'll see what happens from there. Well, what happened the next day? They post more videos that are edited from years ago of me saying similar things, but not violent at all. Just trying to say, look at him. He's a bad person. He's a Nazi, da da da. And again, another word, Nazi, is going out the window, too, because what does that even mean? Most people don't even know what a National Socialist is anyway.
They don't. People don't
know. It's just another smear word. Right.
The word was created by apparently GCHQ in Great Britain during the war. It's not a German creation.
Right,
a derogatory term, and they used it. That's a given now. We know that. Well, this is somewhat encouraging to hear that people are waking up from your viewpoint and your perspective, which is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And to see this happening, it's very good. It shouldn't threaten the Jews if they were reasonable about things. They're in control. They run the show. So what if the people wake up a little bit and understand how the inner workings of this massive combine of dominance and hegemony works on the planet? They've created it. So let's find out about that. Let's understand how the game is really played. We have that birthright. It's a God-given right. And the First Amendment, if we lose that, we're done. We're toast.
Yep.
We're gone. It's that simple.
So, you know, the thing is, Jeff, they're very clever, too, because in other countries, they don't have this First Amendment. So in Britain and other states...
We're the only one. It really does. You're right.
All right. So what they do here is this. They don't even need the government to lock you up. They'll just cancel culture you, right? Like when Ye came out and said those things, they just destroyed his contracts. They make you persona non grata. They smear you. They Nazi anti-Semitic. So then you don't have to go to jail. You're just going to lose your livelihood anyway.
Right.
People want to do business. So they character assassinate you now rather than having you get arrested. That would be too obvious. I don't know if they're ever going to get around, you know, the First Amendment here. But they don't need to have the government lock you up. You'll be locked out. by your friends and family and businesses and in society. So it's similar in a way.
No, that's really a very astute statement. You're not locked up, you're locked out. And that's what they do by canceling people. They try. I've been smeared so many times by these people. There's stuff about me online right now that I have never seen, I've heard about, I've not written it. It had nothing to do with any of it, but they're professionals, and that's what they do. So I had to decide early on, am I going to oppose it? Am I going to strike back at each one and try to correct it? And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I do the best I can and keep at it and let them say whatever they want. I'll stand on my work, and that's what I've always done. So the heck with
it. Well, you know, people are starting to realize these smears and these libels, and so they're nonsensical anyway. So what I'm seeing now is a badge of honor. People say, hey, you're on this Canary mission. Good job. That's what he said to me, some guy sent today. I go, oh, wow, look at that. Again, I'm on Canary mission. So people know it's nonsense now. It's like the word racist. Anti-Semite out the window. Nazi, no one, everyone's a Nazi now. Nobody cares. So they've overused it. They've cried wolf so many times. People just don't care. And this is what happens throughout history. You know, it's literally what these people have gone through
for thousands of years.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, and you could tell them it's a cycle, and they could be like, yeah, you're right, and they still don't stop. I literally had a conversation with two Kabbalist Jews on their podcast called The Jew Function. I said to them, look, this, and they even knew, they even studied people. I actually gave them a book to read. I said, you got to read Hilar Balak, The Jews by Hilar Balak. He literally talks about this in a neutral way. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I'll read it. And they read it, and they still don't understand, like, what's happening. It's like, don't you see what's going on? It's like, oh, it's an irrational. What do you mean irrational? People have told you why they kicked you out, or people told you why they did this. They're telling you why, and you're going, it's irrational. They gave you the reason. So it is incredible that these people have this, like, inability to self-reflect. They just don't have, I don't know what it is. If it's missing,
that's their
or they
one,
do know,
that's,
I don't
that's
know.
That's one of their... That's one of their major weaknesses. You've got it
nailed.
And here they are.
It's incredible.
They've got at least 75% of the upper levels of this formerly representative government, or at least allegedly representative government. They've got it under control. They run the show. They've got more money than they know what to do with. The U.S. is their cash cow. America is their basic dog, and they wag the dog around anytime they want. It's true. They've got nuclear weapons. They're not going to be held accountable for what's going on in Gaza. No one's going to stop them. What I'm concerned about more than anything is a false flag engagement that will create or ignite a major war in the Mideast, including Iran and maybe Turkey and all that. If they want that, you know what? They're probably going to get it. If they want that, they'll false flag anything they want. And that's one of their past masters at doing. They know how to do that. They run the media. They know how to manipulate the masses with thought, and they're incredible at it. And I'm wondering also if really there aren't 13 or 14 million, and I've thought about this for many years on the planet, maybe there's 50 million, maybe 60. Who knows? We don't know. But for that small of a number of people to have pulled off what they have pulled off is astonishing in and of itself. We'll leave it at that. So what is the current, we only have a couple minutes, the current status of your efforts to wake people up, given the fact that now you've been so, well, you've almost been media martyred, digitally martyred with your 90-day suspension. Is that picking up for you more support?
Yeah, I mean, I'm growing other platforms on Rumble. I'm growing a Telegram channel now, and people support me. They're looking for me. And, Jeff, I've reached people across the planet. You know, I've done activism for years. But this is really taking off. I had some woman in Turkey. She put my name on her sign. You know, it was like really incredible.
Oh, that's
I had
nice.
A boy from Palestine tell me that he went up to the 8th floor of this building just to send me an email. And I never heard from him again because I don't know if he was in the area that got hit or something. But this was in the beginning, in October 7th. I got so much love from Muslims and Christians around the world because I unite everyone. I said, look, we got to put aside our differences religiously, races, everything's got to go. Right, and we got to focus on this one enemy that is the cause of all of our problems when it comes to division, with globalism, Zionism, and we got to focus on that. And this resonates with people, because Jeff, they want us in a corner doing Nazi salutes in the whites. They want to separate races and do the race realism stuff.
Divide
and look,
conquer.
Listen, there is diversity. And it's beautiful, and there are different races, and it's all true. But we don't have to hate each other, and we don't have to live like this. And they just, but they spark that. And you know, it's funny because in the protocols, people say it's a hoax and it's not true.
No.
Well, they said, should we ever deal with the coalition of the Goyim, we always have this race and religious hatred that we could pluck on, that we've sowed for millennia. So they know that they could pick on, oh, look, blacks and whites are getting killed. Let's remind the blacks about slavery. Oh, the Christians, let's talk about the Crusades. Oh, women and men, let's talk about the wage gap. And they have every little division imaginable that they can pluck at. We have to transcend all that and say, nope, we're not falling for this stuff. We're focusing on you because we've got your game now. So,
well, you've got it really thoroughly understood, and you're broadcasting reality to people, truth, the whole thing. Good job, Lucas. Keep it up, and I'm here to help you if I can. It's been great having you on the program, and we'll look forward to more rants from Lucas Gage. So stay in touch. I'll be here to help.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
You betcha. Lucas Gage, that's G-A-G-E, and you can find him all over the place. It's a real big, very unusual sociological awakening that's happening now. How are we controlled by such a small group of people? More and more people are starting to confront that very question. All right, back with you tomorrow night. Hope you had a good time tonight. Take care, and there's still a little time. Prepare if you can. Hard times coming, as if they're not here already. Talk to you tomorrow.